thank you for coming, all the hundreds of people, to the Washington County Board of Equalization, or POE, today. We will start first with the approval of minutes from April 4th, 2023.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the minutes from April 4th, 2023.
Second.
We have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Item number two of the agenda is consideration of the Board of Equalization. Turn this out to Adele.
Okay, so I gave you four packets, so we're just going to go through one at a time. So the first packet are properties that were changed from non-primary to primary for the 2023 tax year prior to the close of the assessment roll. So before the assessment roll closed, these were all properties that had been changed for 2023. There is a total of 2,823, and they're in your first large packet. These were all reviewed, approved.
Pretty standard.
Yep.
My fault.
It should be.
It is.
Anyway, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the recommendations to move these properties from non-primary to primary for the 2023 tax year.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, the next smaller packet are these are primary mobile homes that are personal property. So they are in some of our parks here, and that people just own the mobile home, they don't own the land. And so there's 757 of them. I think we have a total of 957, so there's about 200 that are non-primary. These are not new for this year. This is just all of them. My system doesn't allow me to tell you the ones that are new. So this is just everything that's primary, that's a personal property, mobile home, manufactured home.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I guess on this motion, I will move that we approve those listed for primary and mobile homes and personal property designation.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, the next group are personal property exemptions for businesses that have market value of less than $25,000. So this is for the 2022 tax year. We always go a year in arrears with businesses. The year before, the exemption was $15,400. So it raised this past this last year to $25,000. This year it went to $27,000. So there were 4,283 businesses that were exempt from taxation because that paid their assets after depreciation were beneath the threshold of the $25,000.
So, I've always had a struggle with this because I go down the list and I know these people. Mm-hmm. So, I had it explained to me a lot of times that, okay, if they lease the tractor, they don't own the tractor, so they still operate the tractor, and it doesn't matter that they paid $50,000 for that. It's not listed, because they leased it. Now, I'm trying to figure out what you mean by, and not you personally, but what the law says, what is tabulated in market value?
Okay, so if it's leased, if it's a piece of equipment that they're leasing, it depends on what their lease says. Somebody's paying tax on it. If you lease a tractor from a company, then the company files a return with us, a tax statement. So in other words, it depends. If the lease says that the lessor is going to pay the property tax, then the lessor has to report it on their on their return. If the lessee has to pay it, then it's reported there. So it's somebody pays for it. Like if you look at these construction sites, like right now Black Desert has a whole bunch of those modular offices. Okay, there's a company that leases those, and so they're paying for the tax, the personal property tax on those. But the way the market value is figured, it's done by class, and it's done by percent good. So if you have furniture and fixtures, that's a class 5. Class 5 has a percent good of X amount for each year that you own it. So let's say it starts out at 98%. So if you buy something in 2022, and you're putting it on your return for this year, then it's at 98% good on the first year. So you take the cost times the percent good, that's the market value. So every asset is like,
ooh, sorry guys.
There we go.
I didn't even move.
No, I
sorry?
Every asset is like that, a business asset. So there's all different classes. There's class one, there's class three, class 12 is computers. You buy something that's a computer or a computer component, the very first year you put it into service, it says 62% good. So if you have a $1,000 computer, you pay the cost, $1,000, yeah, so it's $620 in market value.
So, just along those same lines, so, and I'm not leaving on that only because I know what they are. Great West Towing and Recovery, right? I've used them before, so I know they have a truck. Even if they have one truck, either that truck has been around long enough, it's depreciated below $25,000, or they're leasing the truck.
If the truck is on the road, then they do it through the DMV. It doesn't go here.
Okay.
So any truck that's operated, anything, any vehicle that's on the road, they pay the personal property tax to the DMV. Like a trailer they pull. Now there's some trucks that, like on some of these bigger, like Sunrock, maybe they have trucks that don't leave. They just stay in their yard. Those get reported here. But a truck, any motor vehicle that's on the road has to be licensed for the road, and that is not in this equation.
So, and I'm not going to even mention that there's a company here that does a lot of business around, and it's a food safety company. Okay, they say that they're worth nothing. They have zero assets.
Well,
it's on the front page, but I know that they are tired. I mean. What do they do? Go and say, hey, those bananas look safe. That cost me nothing. What is it?
Well, the zero ones, not only maybe just newer ones, there really shouldn't be anything that's zero because a couple of years ago, the legislature decided that any assets under $500 were zero after you have it for a certain amount of time, and then they've changed that. This law, every year there's something different that they're changing. But let's take a contractor. I mean, I don't know what these guys do necessarily because I don't know every business in here. But let's say I'm just a general contractor. What do I have for my business, basically? If I don't do anything, I have a computer, I have a telephone, I might have a printer at home, I might use my desk at home, I might use a chair. If you use something that's in your home and you use it for your business, you record it. But with the $25,000 range, a lot of this is going to be exempt because it's going to fall under that, especially when you look at depreciation.
If these were taxed, I know the legislature moved it to 25, then 27. Some people want to do away with it altogether.
Mm-hmm.
I still look at this and say that the average taxpayer is getting ripped off.
Well, it's just, so any, Adele, my understanding of this tax is along the centrally assessed, which is kind of a larger corporate version of it. Is that it just gets transferred on to real property, right?
So they do away with this.
It's savings here when you establish the tax rate. It's so anyone with real property is just going to have to pay more.
Right. If they get rid of this tax altogether, which is there's been a lot of rumblings of that over the years, then yeah, it's just going to be a shift to the real property owners because I can't tell you right now off the top of my head how much tax.
A few years ago, statewide it was going to be an $80 million tax increase for real property.
Okay.
I would imagine it's well over $100 million now, where it would just be a transfer on to anyone who owns homes if they get away with it. Which, if the public wants to make the argument they want to do it, then we'll just deal with it.
Well, and the more that they do this, the more they raise this exemption amount, the less businesses that are going to cover this tax anyhow. I think they're looking towards just your bigger businesses having to basically pick up the slack on that. We have a lot of large businesses in Washington County that pay a hefty personal property tax on their personal property. It is a self-reporting, so I think sometimes Commissioner Onquist, when you look at some of these numbers, you say to us, geez, I don't know, but it's self-reporting. And the state conducts audits for our county. Some counties conduct their own audits. We don't have the manpower to conduct audits, but the state does them. Lately, over some of the years, we've done some industry audits up there. That's what we kind of started to tend more towards industry audits. I mean, we may see some things that don't look right, so we may put them on the audit list and let the state audit them. But we are starting to do some industry audits to say, well, let's do this whole industry because it's something where we think there may be some under-reporting of, so we'll put every single one in, we'll kind of this way.
to provisional office going Boulevard Motors, again, I guess if the car is not approved, then
right, and then and they don't have to pay for inventory either. Inventory.
Right.
So there's something they do with
something
the,
in
yeah.
that building,
yeah.
even if it's a leased building, right? If
right.
A pad, like
well, I mean, it
is Western Union.
Yeah. What do they have? And what we say to people, because people will call us and say, well, what do I do? How do I report this? How do I fill this out? Well, the answer is, if you were to shut the doors of your business tomorrow, what are you taking with you? What comes out? What are you pulling out of the business? Are you taking all your furniture? You're taking, you know. We don't want to hear, but sometimes people put carpeting. We're like, carpeting isn't going to go with you. But blinds might, I don't know. It's just, so if I looked in this room, what's personal property in this room? All the computers, the flags, the system, the camera system. There's a lot of personal property in this room. But that's how you kind of think of it. What would they take with them? Vacation rentals, those what they buy. So what comes out of those homes? What did they take? There's some that have $100,000 worth of furniture that they're reporting.
But the homes can still be, you know, those are still taxed.
Their tax is not primary, but the business is separate.
It's business, not
that. Right. So they pay a property tax for the home, but then they also pay a business tax for if they're under the above the threshold for the personal property inside.
Well, I know that there are also thousands of companies in there that pay attention and diligently look through this. I was on that list for a while myself. So the point I'm making, though, is that I believe that for the tax to be fair, for all taxes to be fair, everyone needs to play the game right. And I'm just suspect. And there's nothing you can do about it because we don't have time to go to everyone and say,
let's go look.
Let's look at your stuff because that would be home invasion to me.
Well,
so,
especially like home businesses, there's a lot of home businesses here, and they're never going to get to that point unless there are some home businesses that, yes, landscaping. You could have a couple of lawnmowers, really good lawnmowers, and that could hit it. You could have some equipment. So the self-reporting thing makes it difficult, but that's how they designed it. And yeah, you know, I've been doing this for I don't know how many years. As long as Tom's been assessor, I've been doing.
Yeah.
In charge of over one of my duties is the personal property division, and it's
well, kudos to you because it's a lot of work.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the exempt businesses with a market value of less than $25,000 for 2022 that this list has been presented to us.
Second, I guess.
The motion is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, so the last packet has a bunch of different motions in it. So every year I come to you before we get the tax notices out to do what we call corrective actions. Most of it's because we want to get the primaries on. When we lock down the tax roll in May, the beginning of May, we have people that are still applying for primary for 2023. So we want to do this so that we can get those on the tax notices so that there's about 180 of them or so to say, okay, at least these tax notices will go out with the primary designation on them. And then we also find some market value changes and some cleanup things that we need to fix. So we're going to go through these just one at a time. So the first, on the beginning of page one, we have market value changes. So these are all properties that there are market value changes on, whether it be that our appraisers went out and realized that there was a building added to an account that we didn't have, or something should have been removed, or the square footage was incorrect, but things like that. This is where we're correcting, doing a correction on some of those. There's not a whole lot of them, so I'm pretty proud of what they've done because there's not a whole lot of corrections. But these needed to be done. And I have to hear if they have any questions on what they are.
No separate motion for those, Debbie?
Yes, please. Yeah, we need to do one thing.
Make a motion that we pass those market value changes.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next.
Okay, so the next one is a property that was taxable, and now it's taxable to partially exempt. They transferred part of this to a non-for-profit that has a charitable exemption, and it's a proration. So it's taxable for part of the year, and then it's partially because of the proration. And that's just one property.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we change this property that's listed here from taxable to partially
Motion.
Second.
Second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion passes. Next.
Okay, so the next three properties are still at the bottom of your first page. These are properties that were exempt, and then they were transferred to taxable ownership, so they're now partially taxable and partially exempt for the year. So they've just got a taxable portion.
Move to approve those that were exempt, partially exempt, taxable, and then partially exempt.
I'll second that motion.
Motion second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, then the next one is on the next top of the next page. This is a property that it's already partially taxable, partially exempt. What we're doing here is increasing the taxable portion. So they have moved some other property out of exempt, so we're just increasing that taxable portion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we move this individual property that's listed here from increasing the taxable portion of the partially taxable / partially exempt property.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
And now, if you can't say it, how do you like? I'm trying to type it. I explain what we're doing here. Okay. There's the next property. There's one property, and that property here, we're moving the FAA assessment level, so it's no longer in the FAA green belt.
So moved.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, then the next group are the ones that I was talking about first. These are going to go all the way to from the bottom of page 2 to the bottom of page 8. These are all properties that are going to be, we're not changing the market value, but we're changing them from non-primary to primary. So these are the ones that the tax notice will, all of these will have the tax notice reflect these changes, but this is the largest group here.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we have no adjustments to market, but assessment levels change to primary residential.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. And the last one.
And the last one's on page 8. It's just at the bottom. And these are properties where we're not changing market value, but these properties will be changed from primary to non-primary.
I make that motion for those by property listed to primary.
I will second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
And a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, so the tax notices are set to be, I think the statute says they have to be mailed by July 22nd. Those will be mailed out. Board of Equalization will open August 1st and go to September 15th. So we'll be in here with something, with some files for you like we do every year, starting somewhere around in September probably.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes this year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, we will close the Board of Equalization, and we'll be back in 2 minutes for commission.